on the phone, we have Lieutenant Commander William Carey, who is currently serving in Afghanistan. Commander, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. I greatly appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today.
Now, you're a local boy. Your parents live in Hickson, is that right?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
All right. I talked to your dad last week. Apparently, you had emailed him and said that you were going to be on the show, and he was all anxious about that and wanted to know when he could hear it. So hopefully he's listening. Anyway, Commander, you are obviously not a fighter jock, are you?
No, sir. I've been flying helicopters for approximately 17 years now.
Well, okay, because it says here that your current deployment, you're talking about logistical support with the Afghan National Security Forces. What all does that entail?
Basically, it entails providing engineering and logistics for both the Afghan National Army and the Afghan National Police. So we do everything from constructing buildings all the way down to coordinating food and water delivery for the Afghan National Security Forces.
Oh, so you're working with the CBs?
Actually, I do have some CBs on my staff, but we also work with, engineers from everybody from the United States Army Corps of Engineers, and we're also trying to get the Afghans involved into some of our engineering construction projects.
Yeah, that would be good, so that they can start doing this on their own eventually. I mean, for those in the audience who aren't familiar with Navy, CBs is Construction Battalion. Those are the engineers and builders of the Navy. So what has it been like during this deployment?
It's been kind of frustrating at times, and it's also been kind of rewarding at times. I think the frustration that you might hear from some of us comes from, it's two different parts, two different pieces. One is trying to get the Afghans engaged in their own self-defense in order to rebuild their country. And I think another piece of frustration coming from, my organization is that we also have to look at ourselves. We have to start letting the Afghans make mistakes. I liken the situation to a parent and a child. You can never expect the child to learn if the parent keeps doing the child's homework at night. So that's probably been one of my biggest takeaways from Afghanistan.
You know, it's interesting you say that.
And yet at the same time, I've been involved in these massive construction projects that have, they're coming to fruition right now, and they're going to enable the Afghan National Army and the Afghan National Police to one day take over that self-defense mission. And so, again, it's been frustrating at times, but yet at the same time, it's also been a very rewarding experience.
And when you talk about the frustration, Commander, I've seen the television news reports where they actually showed footage of Afghan Army fellows smoking up on the hashish before they went out on patrol with American troops. Speaking of childish behavior, that just seemed an example of what you're saying. How ready are these guys?
In terms of the Afghan National Army, sir?
Yes, sir.
In terms of total number right now, we're well above, 100,000, and we're working towards trying to get 171,600 soldiers trained by, October of 2011. I know it's a very lofty goal, but we think that we can do it, and we're going to try to work hard to achieve that objective. Now, in terms of the drug abuse, sir, I really can't speak to that. I haven't seen that personally myself.
Good.
But what I have seen on a part of the numbers of privates and, corporals in the Afghan National Army, they're very brave people. They've signed up to try to, move their country forward. And, that's the utmost that they can do with some of their, education levels. I've seen a number of privates and corporals in both the Army and the police working very hard to try to make their country better.
We've seen reports recently here about the efforts going well in Kandahar and the push there going well for the Americans. We also see that the NATO is assisting Taliban leaders to come and talk with the Karzai people and sit down and try to work some things out. Do you feel a sense of progress over there as you go through your days and weeks?
The one thing that I feel very, very good about is that our leadership here is using, all of the instruments of power that we have available to them. And Military power certainly is one of the instruments that we're using right now, but we're also trying to use diplomacy, like you've just mentioned. We're using information as much as we can to try not only to project our message, you know, to the Afghans, but also to listen to them as well so that we can be more in tune with their needs and their requirements and how they see their country moving forward. And then, of course, the other instrument that we're using right now, and I'm sure the American taxpayers are feeling this, is economics. And we have to consider our economic situation as well as the future of Afghanistan's economic situation as we move forward. But just seeing our leadership address those other instruments of power besides the military, that is actually very encouraging, sir.
Did you see that happening when General Petraeus took over? Is that when we started doing more of that?
To be honest with you, sir, I saw that before I ever arrived in Afghanistan, and I definitely have been seeing it more in, I would say, like about the last 4 or 5 months of my deployment here.
That because that seemed to be Petraeus' way of doing things in Iraq. Seems like he's simply transferring it to Afghanistan. Where exactly are you stationed in the country?
I'm stationed at Camp Phoenix. We are in the western, we are in the eastern portion of Kabul, and we're west of some places like the Kabul Military Training Center.
And do you get out often? Do you feel safe going out into town? Do you go out in groups? Do you go out at all? What do you do on off time?
My job, sir, entails me to leave the wire almost every day, and we do travel in small teams. We are not going to win this war by sitting inside the wire. We're not going to be able to build any of our construction projects or help the Afghans learn about logistics by sitting inside the wire. So we try to engage our Afghan National Army and Afghan National Police counterparts every single day. That's one of our primary goals.
And one more question. You just mentioned we're not going to win this war by staying inside the wire. It must be very strange being over there and knowing that you are at war, yet your combatants and your friendlies look the same. Is that mentally draining?
It can be mentally draining at times, especially on some of the longer missions where we're out on the roads for about 4 or 5 hours at a time. But we just have to remind ourselves as we go out on these missions, and we do brief, our response to contact with the locals before every mission. I always personally remind myself that we are not going to kill our way out of this war. We are not going to kill our way to peace. We have to use some of the counterinsurgency strategies and principles that both General McChrystal and General Petraeus gave to us in their orders.
All right. Lieutenant Commander William Carey, we appreciate it. Hickson Native, say hello to all the folks back home.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for joining.
Your time and consideration.
You're welcome.